breathing could help for cessation of dukkha. Could you elaborate how breathing in and out can cease dukkha? Well, I mean, it's good to breathe in and out from time to time. it's really that when it's not happening, there's dukkha there. So it's... But it's, I think that wasn't quite what those meant. The mindfulness of breathing is an activity that one can use as a structure for cultivating mindfulness and discernment, so that as we apply that and become skilled with using our attention and a cultivation of clarity and understanding, as it becomes consistent with each in breath and each out breath, it's not so much the breathing that's important. What is important is the qualities that one is lifting up and eliciting, and mindfulness of breathing helps to create that structure. I tried to focus more on equanimity today, and when painful sensations